إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. Then as always we begin by praising Allah تبارك وتعالى with praises and exaltations that only He is worthy of. We begin by sending his salawat and his salamat, his blessings and his peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. And then after this, alhamdulillahi ta'ala, I greet all of you, wherever you may be, with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillahi ta'ala, ikhwati wa akhawati, my brothers and sisters in Islam. I'm grateful to our brothers. I'm grateful to our brothers at Deen Sahih who have taken it upon themselves, alhamdulillahi ta'ala, in India to call the people to the religion of Allah Ta'ala, to call the people to the Tawheed of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and to the Sunnah of His Messenger Alayhi As-Salatu Was-Salam. Indeed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He says in His book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala in this ayah, in Surah Ali Imran, He says, let there be from amongst you, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let there be from amongst you a group of people. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. A group of people that call to what is good. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. So after Allah Ta'ala, He says that they call the people to good. Allah Ta'ala describes, what is this call to good? How is it, what is the description of this calling to good, this da'wah to khair? What is the description of that? So Allah Ta'ala, He says in description of that, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He says that this calling to good, this da'wah to good, is ordering righteousness. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And it is prohibiting the people from evil. It is prohibiting the people from disobedience. It is prohibiting the people from sinfulness. This is the description of يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ, calling the people to good. And this affair of ordering good and forbidding evil is from the most important aspects of the deen. And that the islah of the ummah, meaning the uprightness of the ummah, the correctness of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm speaking here on the macro level and on the micro level, right? I'm speaking here regarding the ummah in its entirety and factions of the ummah. Right? Sometimes we look at these ayat and we look at these ahadith and we say, Ya Subhanallah, what type of effect am I going to have? Me sitting here in India, or me sitting here in the UAE, or me sitting here in the United States, or in the UK, on the entire ummah. Rather, what we do within our homes and what we do within our own families and what we do within our own communities, it has an effect upon the entire ummah. It has an effect upon the entire ummah. There is a very famous hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and it's collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullahu ta'ala, where the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْهُ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ وَلَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, you will order the people, you will enjoin the people with good, with righteous deeds and obedience. وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you will forbid the people from what is evil. You will forbid the people from what is disobedience. You will forbid the people from sinning. And if you don't, oh, if you don't, لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّنْهُ, then Allah Ta'ala, if you do not, Allah Ta'ala will quickly bring a punishment down upon you. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ, and then you're going to make dua to Allah. وَلَن يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala will not answer your dua. Your dua will not be answered. Think of this again on the macro level for the entire ummah, and as it contains, as it pertains to your own families. Husband and wife and son and daughter and mother and father and uncle and aunt. If we do not order our families with righteousness and uprightness and obedience, and we don't forbid them from wrongdoing and sin and transgression, then this punishment will come down upon our families. It will come down upon our communities. And it will come down upon the entire ummah. So, al-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahi anil munkar, and giving da'wah to the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and my respected sisters, is an obligation for each and every one of us. كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Each and every one of you is a shepherd, and each and every one of you will be asked regarding his herd. So my dear brothers in Islam, you are responsible for your families. You are responsible for your wives and your sons and your daughters. Oh, my sisters in Islam, you are responsible for the homes of your husbands, for the children. You are responsible, and you will be asked about them. For those of you that, alhamdulillah ta'ala, that are running marakis, you are responsible. You are responsible for those that come to you and benefit And like every single action, be it small or be it great, be it light or be it heavy, a person must not proceed to it except that they are upon knowledge. And yet it's no different with da'wah. It's no different with giving da'wah. Da'wah, calling to the path of Allah Ta'ala, it comes within the definition of ibadah. Because it is an act which is beloved to Allah. كُلُّ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بِهِ فَهُوَ عِبَادَةٌ. Everything that Allah Ta'ala has ordered is an act of worship. Do not forget this. Everything that Allah Ta'ala has ordered with is an act of worship. And hence, giving da'wah to the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is an act of worship, and it is mandatory that it be in accordance, in agreement, and established upon the guidance of Allah Ta'ala, not upon man-made ideas, not upon the product of our own intellect and our own thoughts. This is not something which changes with time, my brothers and my sisters in Islam, but rather it remains as it has remained from the time of Nuh alayhi as-salatu was-salam, the very first messenger who was sent to mankind to give them da'wah, to call them to the correct path. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his da'wah and the da'wah of Nuh alayhi as-salatu was-salam was the same. If we ponder over how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he called the people to Islam. Allah Ta'ala, he says in the Quran, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, say, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my path. أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, I give da'wah upon basira, upon knowledge. And this is, my dear brothers in Islam, my respected sisters in Islam, this is a condition of giving da'wah, that it must be preceded with knowledge. It must be preceded with knowledge. My apologies. Knowledge comes before giving da'wah, just as acting upon that knowledge comes before giving da'wah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as for knowledge, Allah Ta'ala, he says, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. First come to know that nothing is worthy of worship except Allah. Come to know this with knowledge and then seek forgiveness for your actions. And as for acting before giving da'wah, then Allah Ta'ala, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. O you who believe, why is it that you say what you do not do? It is grave with Allah that you should say what you do not do. And all of these affairs are then gathered together in Surah Al-Asr, in which Allah Ta'ala, he says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. By time, mankind is in loss, except those who believe and do righteous good deeds, and they call to what is good, and they call to patience. Our topic today, Allahu Ta'ala yubarik fikum, is the manhaj of Nuh alayhi as-salatu was-salam, the very first messenger of Allah sent to mankind to call them back to Tawheed. There is a narration of Abdullah bin al-Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, where he said, kana bayna Adam wa Nuh عشرة قرون كلهم على التوحيد. That between Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام and Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام were 10 generations. And all of them were upon Tawheed. They remained upon Tawheed. And once they fell into Shirk, and that is a topic, alhamdulillah ta'ala, that is a topic for another day. And those that wish and those that desire to read upon it, then I advise them with returning to Kitab al-Tawheed, as there is an excellent chapter in the book explaining the affair of the people of Nuh and how they fell into shirk. But Allahu Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he says regarding his messenger Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, he says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. الله تبارك وتعالى, he says regarding Nuh عليه السلام in Surah Al-Ankabut, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ, and indeed we sent Nuh to his people. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا, and he remained amongst his people for 1,000 minus 50 years. 950 years. He remained amongst his people, calling them to Tawheed. And we're going to come to the affair of Tawheed, because this is the affair that is mentioned in Surah Nuh. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam remained amongst his people so long, calling them to Tawheed, that Allah Ta'ala has one entire surah dedicated to the manhaj, to the da'wah of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. An entire surah explaining how was it that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam gave da'wah. This ayah explaining this ayah. In this ayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he remained amongst his people for 950 years. 1,000 minus 50 years. 950 years. And the end result was, فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ, that a storm, it took them in punishment, meaning, وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ, and they were oppressive. So it is mentioned بالإختصار, concisely, as for Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and the small group of people that followed Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So we saved him, yani Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and those that boarded the ship, those that occupied the ship during the storm. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً, and indeed we made it a sign, لِلْعَالَمِينَ, for the creation. And Allah Ta'ala refers to the ark of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam as an ayah in more than one place in the Quran. And because of his dedication, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is included amongst those five messengers. Those five messengers that are referred to as Ulul Azam min ar-Rusul, the messengers of strong will. So Allah Ta'ala, he says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, we sent Nuh to his people saying, إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ, I am to you a plain and clear warner. أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ, do not worship except Allah. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ أَلِيمٍ, indeed I fear for you a grave punishment on that day, because This was his da'wah for 950 years. Allah Ta'ala mentions him amongst Ulul Azam min al-Rusul. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. Allah Ta'ala, he says, and when we took the covenant from the prophets, and from yourself, and from Nuh, and Ibrahim, and Musa, and Isa ibn Maryam. So he's mentioned amongst those prophets and messengers. So what is it? What was the da'wah of Nuh, alayhi as-salatu wa-salam? That is the obligation upon us. And for that, we go to Surah Nuh, alayhi as-salatu wa-salam, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه أن أنذر قومك من قبل أن يأتيهم عذاب أليم. Indeed, we sent Nuh to his people. أن أنذر قومك, go and warn your people. من قبل أن يأتيهم عذاب أليم, before there comes to them a grave punishment. قال يا قومي إني لكم نذير مبين. And he says, O my people, I am to you a clean and plain warner. A clear and plain warner. I've come to warn you in speech which is very clear. I've come to warn you not with riddles. I've come to warn you not with speech which is unclear, you can't understand. I speak your tongue. You understand what I am saying, and the manner in which I am speaking is clear. And here there is a benefit. Because this was imtithal li amrillahi ta'ala. Yani Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala sent him bil amr, with an affair. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he immediately stood up to accomplish that affair. This is similar to when the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Ta'ala ordered the Messenger of Allah, he said, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and warn your family, your close relations, warn them. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam immediately went to Safa, and he stood upon Safa, and he said, يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشِ اِشْتَرُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Immediately, he goes to Safa and he says, O people of Quraysh, ransom yourselves. I do not own anything from Allah Ta'ala for you. Warning them regarding the day that's coming. So al-imtithalu li amri Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala orders him. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam stands up to accomplish that order, to follow out on what Allah Ta'ala ordered him with. And here is the order. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Worship Allah. Fear Allah. And obey Allah. And here the meanings are very similar. Worship Allah Ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوهُ, and fear Allah. So the worship of Allah Ta'ala, it entails in it everything. You have worship which is fi'liya. You have worship which is tarkiya, right? So worship which is an action. Allah Ta'ala orders you to do an action, you do the action. This is worship. Allah Ta'ala prohibits you from doing something, you don't do it. This is worship. وَاتَّقُوهُ, and fear Allah. And this is the leaving off of sin. وَأَطِيعُونَ, and obey Allah. If He orders you to do something, then do it. This is 950 years of His da'wah. Listen to this. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala, He says regarding all of the prophets and messengers. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. We did not send a single prophet or messenger before you, O Muhammad, except that we revealed upon them that there is nothing worthy of worship except me, so worship me. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. And we sent to every nation a messenger telling them, worship Allah and stay away from Taghut. This was the call of Nuh alayhi as-salatu was-salam 10 generations after Adam alayhi as-salatu was-salam. And all of you know how many prophets and messengers came after them. All of you know this. All the way up to the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And with the coming of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam, some of the Sahaba amongst them, Abdullah ibn Abbas, they say, these idols, when they say, La tadharunna alihatakum, do not leave off your gods. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعَ وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَصْرًا. Don't leave off all of these gods. Wad, وَسُوَاعَ, and يَغُوث, and يَعُوق, and نَصْر. Don't leave these gods. Some of the Sahaba, they say that these were the very gods that the Arab, the Kufar of Quraysh, began to worship. And it was the Prophet ﷺ that broke the likenesses of those gods. And then up until now, for those of you that reside in the Muslim lands, and for those of you that reside in India, how many you find from the people still going to the graves and still dedicated to shirk. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave da'wah to his people for 950 years, calling them to tawheed, calling them to ibadah, calling them to worship, leaving off sin. And then he reminds them, يَغْفِرْ لَكُم مِّن ذُنُوبِكُمْ وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى. If you do this, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you your sins. And He will bring you to an appointed time. He will give you time upon this earth. إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرْ. If the time of Allah Ta'ala comes, it cannot be delayed. لَوْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If you were from those people that knew. So he gives this da'wah for 950 years. Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi, Allah Ta'ala, yahfadhuhu, he mentions 950 years? Was it compulsory? Was it befitting that he should give da'wah to Tawheed for 950 years? And the answer is yes. It is the purpose for which the creation was created, Tawheed. And all goodness comes with its establishment, and all harm only comes when it is relinquished and removed. Then Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he complained. 950 years he's giving da'wah, giving da'wah, he's coming, Rabb, qala Rabbi, inni da'awtu qawmi laylan wa nahara. Oh my Lord, this is a Urdu mein shikayat. Oh my Lord, I've called them night and day. And here there is a benefit. Al-istimrar ala da'watillah. Being dedicated to giving da'wah to Allah regardless of who is following you and who is not following you. Night and day, O Allah, I gave them da'wah. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَاءِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. Every time I called them, all they did was run away. My giving them da'wah only causes them to become more arrogant. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. And every time I give them da'wah, so that you may forgive them. And here you have ikhlas in da'wah. Yani, I'm not giving them da'wah لِأَسْتَفِيدْ أَنَا. That I should benefit. That I should become a leader. And I should do this. And I should gain power amongst them. He says, وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. So that, Ya Allah, you may forgive them. Allahu Akbar. Today you have many of the people, they give da'wah so that they can get Twitter likes, retweets, Instagram likes, YouTube views. So you see that in their da'wah. You see what their da'wah becomes? It becomes a circus. Everyone wants to be a bigger clown than the one that's before them. This was not the da'wah of the prophets. لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. Their da'wah was, Ya Allah, so you can forgive them. And how did they respond? جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي أَذَانِهِمْ. They put their fingers in their ears. وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ. And they covered themselves with their clots, with their clothing. وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتَكْبَارًا. They became more, they continued, became more arrogant and more arrogant. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. I called them publicly, all of them together. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. Then I called them openly, I called them secretly, I called them publicly, I called them privately. I called them one-on-one, I called them jama'atan, I called them and I called them and I called them. And here we have a sabr ala da'watillah, having patience upon the da'wah of Allah Ta'ala, regardless of who is following you, regardless of who is with you. Having da'wah and giving da'wah to Allah Ta'ala, yahtaj as-sabr. It requires patience. And if that is a characteristic that you do not have, you will lead yourself down a path that you will be sorry you followed. We give da'wah for the sake of giving da'wah, for calling the people to khair, calling the people to good. We're not concerned with who follows and who does not follow. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Because we don't own their guidance. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. I said to them, ask Allah to forgive you your sins. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Now how is it that he's calling them to tawheed? How do you call them to tawheed? Now listen to this. Now Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he's acquainting, he is teaching his people regarding who is Allah. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. And he sends the rain down upon you. That's Allah. You want to recognize Allah? Look at the rain. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. So here, now he's speaking of, if you were to turn to the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala, turn to the worship of Allah Ta'ala, look at what Allah Ta'ala is going to give you. Number one, Allah Ta'ala is going to forgive you. This is فَائِدَ دِينِيَّ. Right? In the hereafter, this is your benefit. Your sins are forgiven. You don't have to answer to your sins anymore. Allah Ta'ala forgave you. And then in this dunya, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِدْرَارًا. Allah Ta'ala will send the water, send rain. And here in the Quran, over and over and over and over and over again, Allah Ta'ala pairs the riches, the benefits of the dunya with ibadah. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah Ta'ala, He will increase you in your wealth. He will increase you in your children. He will give you gardens and He will give you rivers. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is wrong with you that you don't want this from Allah? وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. Now he says, Allah Ta'ala created you one after one in phases, in stages. Allah Ta'ala. Now he's reminding them, look at the creation of Allah Ta'ala. There are signs. This is from our manner of giving, calling the people to tawheed. Tawheed al-ibadah is that we remind them of tawheed al-rububiyyah. Because this is something that they are in agreement with, they agree with, they know. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. وأنتم تعلمون أن الله جل جلاله هو ربكم هو الذي خلقكم وهو مالككم You know that Allah Ta'ala created you. Allah Ta'ala in these beginning ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those that came before you so you may be from the people of taqwa. The one who put the earth below you, the heavens above you, caused the rain to come down, caused crops to come forth. So don't give Allah Ta'ala any partners. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ And you know that Allah Ta'ala is the one who did this. So now, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he's calling, reminding them of the rububiyyah of Allah Ta'ala. أَلَمْ تَرَوْ كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبَعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا Don't you see how Allah Ta'ala created the seven heavens one over the other? وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا Don't you see how Allah Ta'ala has made the moon, there's light in the moon, and he's made the sun a shining lamp. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا How Allah Ta'ala calls you to come forth from the earth. You are created from dirt, from dust. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا And then he reminds them of يَوْمْ الْمَعَاد All of this is a proof, right? The stages that you go through, this is a proof that Allah Ta'ala, the one who created you in this fashion, he will also bring you forth again. He reminds them of that. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا لِتَسْلُكُوا مِنْهَا سُبُلًا فِجَاجًا And look at how Allah Ta'ala made the earth expansive for you. Over 7 billion people upon the earth and you still see how much of the land is empty. So that you may go upon wide roads and wide paths. And then again, Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ نُوحُ الرَّبِّ إِنَّهُمْ عَصَوْنِي وَاتَّبَعُوا مَنْ لَمْ يَزِدْهُ مَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ إِلَّا خَسَارًا Oh Allah, they've disobeyed me. They followed the one whose wealth and whose children, yani whose worldly gains has not increased them in anything but loss. And here, I want to bring about a point for all of my brothers and my sisters that are so dedicated to giving da'wah to Salafiyyah. Listen to my words. Listen to my words. Do not be concerned with the numbers of those that follow you. The moment you become concerned with how many people are following you and not with the purity of your message, is the day you will begin compromising the purity of your message. The day you are more concerned about how many followers you have on Twitter, how many views you have on YouTube, how many likes you have on Instagram, that is the day you will start playing with the purity of your message. That is not your concern. Your concern is the purity of your message. Calling the people to the tawheed of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You are no better. You are not better than Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Nor will you give da'wah to tawheed ghaliban. Nor will you give da'wah to tawheed for 950 years. Do not be led astray by those that busy themselves with bringing about the next new thing. So you find them bringing astonishing statements and attributing it to Islam. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ضَلَالًا And these people, from their plotting and their planning, and they said, don't leave off your gods. And here, there is an indication again that the guidance of the heart is not in your hands. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he sat in front of Abu Talib. He sat at the deathbed of Abu Talib. And Abu Jahl is sitting there. And he beseeches him, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say La ilaha illallah, so that I may have something I can stand with in front of Allah. Remember, this is that same Abu Talib. This is that very Abu Talib that used to say to Quraysh, you know that Muhammad does not lie. You know that Muhammad does not lie. And at the end of it, his statement was still, أنا على دين عبد المطلب. I'm upon the religion of عبد المطلب. And he dies upon that. And then Allah Ta'ala, he mentions their punishment. مِمَّا خَطِيئَاتِهِمْ أُغْرِقُوا فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْصَارًا. Their punishment in this life is they were drowned. The heavens were opened up and the earth opened up and they were drowned by its water. And in the hereafter, their punishment is an everlasting fire. And they will have no one to help them on that day. Because Allah Ta'ala is Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the sovereign of that day. No one owns anything upon that day. Nothing. And this is the dua that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam he makes. وَقَالَ نُوهُ الرَّبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Don't leave any of them upon that earth. إِنَّكَ إِن تَذَرْهُمْ يُضِلُّ عِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَلِدُ إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. If you leave them upon the earth, they're only going to bring about harm. They're only going to bring about the likes of their own selves. My dear brothers and my sisters, the surah is azim. The surah is great. And I advise all of you to go back and review it and memorize it and read what the mufassirun have written regarding the surah. It lays out a clear methodology to be followed when we are calling the people to Allah Ta'ala. For 950 years, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam followed this methodology. After 100 years, he didn't say, it's not working, let me try something else. After 300 years, he didn't move on and say, maybe I need to gain some leadership. Maybe I need to bring about a revolt. Maybe I need to do this, maybe I need to do that. 950 years. And he called the people to Tawheed. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to give us tawfiq in following this path, the path of the prophets and the messengers, alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, and to save us for those that would innovate new ways that are in contradiction to their path. We will suffice with this amount. I once again thank our brothers, Ad-Din Sahih, for giving us the opportunity to share some words. And I ask Allah Ta'ala that He accept it from me, and that He accept it from all of you. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.